Tommy Cole, I hope you were taking notes, because I was lighting you up like baby Jordan, baby. I was here. Oh, get off me!
Man, please. I'm just tired today, that's all.
Tired from what, Tommy? Your job?
Hey, man, can I get some juice out the fridge?
Well, what you want some juice for, Carl? There's plenty of water in the faucet, man.
Man, why don't you quit playing?
All you got in here is a light bulb and a box of baking soda.
You know, Marty, you really should save yourself some money and unplug it!
No, that's my fault. I forgot. You know, me and Gina ate all the food. You know, being newlyweds, you just exert a lot of energy, if you know what I mean. Got to eat, got to grind.
You know why I won't get in your parent business nothing like that, Marty? See, I think you ain't got no food, because Gina working all that overtime, man.
I see some hungry days ahead.
Say that.
Hey, man, please, okay? Look, Gina will be walking in a minute with a big bag of groceries, so please mind your business, ashy skull.
Well, I'd rather be ashy than hungry.
My bad. There is food in here.
What we got?
Oh. Now, somewhere in that block of ice is a TV dinner, I'm sure. But if I was you, I'd go for the baking soda.
Yeah. If I was you, I'd go for the door, Cole.
Now, how the hell am I supposed to eat a door?
Same way you're gonna eat your teeth if you don't get out of here. Get your head up and take Head Flintstone with you. Okay, don't tell me what I'm gonna eat. My wife feeds me. Baby, I'm trying to break the ice between me and this TV dinner, Gina. Look at this. But it don't seem to be working. But I know you brought me something home, baby, and there. What's in the bag, huh? Some steakums? What you got?
No, baby, these are my papers from work.
Oh, no, come on, Gina. You didn't bring me nothing home to eat?
Oh, baby, I did say that I would go to the grocery store. I'm really sorry. But, baby, I've just been working so hard on all this overtime, but you can have the rest of this tuna sandwich.
I don't want no damn tuna, Gina! Baby, I want a home-cooked meal. The way you used to make me before you started working all this overtime. Baby, come
Mark,
on.
I can't take care of this place and help bring home the bacon.
What bacon? Only damn bacon we got is baking soda, baby. No bacon.
Oh, Martin, I'm sorry, baby. Okay, all right. As soon as this ad campaign is finished, I promise I will cook for you. I'll even learn how to make your mama biscuits.
My mama biscuits? Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. But right now, I gotta finish my work, baby.
Well, hey, it's all good, I tell you. Well, at least we got the weekend. I'm thankful for that, baby. You know what I mean? Woo, I'm thankful.
The weekend?
Yeah, check this out. Got us 2 tickets to see Mary J. Blige on Saturday night.
Mary J. Blige on Saturday night?
Is there an echo in here, baby? I say Mary J. Blige on Saturday night.
I wish I could be there, Martin. I really do. But Mr. Oaks has got me working.
Oh, hell no, Gina. Saturday is Martin's day, baby. Look, all this overtime's got to stop. Because I'll be damned if I'm going to eat another chicken pop.
Hey, Martin, what's up, man? You here for dinner again? It's a damn shame a man wife won't cook no food.
As if you missed the meal. Looking like a big-ass sack of groceries, man.
Hey, what's that about?
No, I ain't hungry. I don't want none.
What you talking about, Martin?
No, I said I ain't hungry. Oh. Gina just fixed me this major steak dinner, so boom, I'm cool. I was just trying to walk it off.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, Tommy, man, why don't you pass brother one of them tater skins?
Oh, sure, bro.
Yeah. There we go.
Pass that on down here.
There you go.
Damn, them tater skins, huh?
Uh-huh.
y'all get extra cheese on that?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Cole. Hey, yeah. Want some of these buffalo wings?
Man, you know I do.
Them
wings is the bomb, yo. Yo, Tommy, I ain't even know buffaloes had wings.
You so silly.
What are those? Hot or mild?
Oh, no, these are hot.
Yeah.
They don't make you sweat, though.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want one of these, man?
Oh, no, man. I'm cool.
You straight?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't cool. Tommy, pass me some of that blue cheese down here, man. Get these bad boys up in there.
Excuse us, Martin.
Y'all just gonna dip it right in the blue cheese, huh?
Oh, yeah. Cheese on,
dog. All right now, sorry, the curly fries are late.
Oh, damn, so you got tater skins, chicken, and curly fries.
Yep.
Woo, what a blessing, what a blessing.
God is good.
All the time. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, why, slow down, man. You good, I thought you ate already.
All right, damn it, well, sue me. Gina ain't cooked in 2 weeks, man. Woo. Oh,
damn. 2 weeks? What's up with that?
Her boss got her working these crazy hours, man. All this overtime, you know what I mean?
Wait, that's cool, man. Extra hours mean extra money for y'all.
No, Tommy. It's not like that.
No.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Gina is an executive. She don't get paid for overtime, man.
Wow.
What? Wow.
Shoot, I know had it been my woman, she'd have been getting paid for some overtime or she'd be at home with me. Because Cole don't play that. You hear what I'm saying? I'll be telling yo, get your butt home with me.
Go. Forget him, okay? All right. Look, Martin, I realize this is between you and your wife, right?
Yeah.
Look, bro, I think Gina's boss is taking advantage of her. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I was thinking this morning, Tommy. Uh-huh. But Gina said, you know, it's only temporary, so I let it slide.
I hear that, right? But what happens when the next campaign come around? Yeah. And the next one. No, bro, you had got to handle that right now.
What? That's right. Check it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who the hell is somebody to be telling my wife when she can get off and when she can't get off?
Fire up, man. There you go. I mean, who do you think he is anyway? Her boss?
So what you gonna do, Martin?
I'm gonna go handle my business.
Wait, man, what you doing with all the food, man? We don't the wings.
Y'all order yourself some more buffalo wings. These going home with me. I'm hungry than a mug, man. You Sherman Oaks, man?
Who wants to know? Oh, I know who you are. Where's my cheesecake and coffee?
Nah, it ain't like that, man. I'm Martin Payne, Gina Payne's husband. We need to talk.
Well, make it quick. I'm already going to be here till 5 in the morning. My time is valuable.
All right, well, I came to talk about all these long hours you work in my wife, man. You don't like to be here all damn night now, do you?
Oh, I don't like it. I love it. It's my job.
You love it. It's your job. Well, but what about your wife? Don't she want to spend time with her brother?
Oh, I've had 5 wives. They all left me. Next.
What about your little ones, your babies, your kids?
Oh, they ran away from home. They couldn't cut it. Now, what do you want to talk about?
Look, I'm gonna get right to the point, man. You're gonna have to chill on all that overtime. Yeah, chill.
Oh, chill. Now I understand. And you want Gina to be home more, right? Well, I think I can arrange that.
Well, all right. That's what I'm talking about. I'm glad we see eye to eye. Even though I got 2 and you got 4. Now, that's just a little jokey joke, man. Boy, you my love. Yeah, that's right, big time. Yeah, I told the boss straight like this, man. I said, yo, chill with all that overtime, man. And I ain't playing. Yeah, my baby just walked in, gotta go. All right, man. So what's happening, baby?
You home early. You want to thank old Marty Mar? What's up, baby?
All right, Martin. Thank you for getting me fired.
What?
You got me fired, man!
I wasn't supposed to, baby.
No! Just fired me like this. What did you say to him?
All I said, baby, is you were working too many hours and you needed some more time off.
Well, I guess I got it.
You know what, Gina? He tripping, ain't he? I'm gonna go down there, baby. You gonna get your job back, because I ain't playing at him.
No. You have done enough. Thank you very much. And besides, if he could find me over something petty like that, I don't want to work for him anyway.
Gina, baby, that's what I was thinking when I went down there.
You know what? After all the hard work, the long hours I put in for that company, right. He doesn't even appreciate me.
Gina, you know what? Look, as smart as you are, baby, you can get another job anytime, anywhere.
That's right. I'm the best damn executive they've got. I could get another job this afternoon.
Whoa. Slow down. I said you gotta get one this afternoon, baby. You could, you know, stay home and cook a few meals for a brother.
I did not go to college for 4 years to just stay home.
Gina, ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. Did Weezy Jefferson have a job?
No.
Neither did Florida Evans. And they both was barely keeping their head above water, baby. They was here, damn near drowning. Gina, they were all up in there. Damn near. With the eye, water right on the eye, Gina. Right on the eye. Looking right over the
water. That is TV. This is real life. We got bills.
Gina, we got each other. I got a job. That's all that matters, baby.
All right, Martin. I'll try this housewife thing for a little while.
Oh, baby.
Hey, but that's just until I find a new job. But I'm telling you, Martin, I know I'm not gonna like this. Girl, I ain't never going back to work. Shopping? What did you do all day?
All the work you left behind? Since you've been gone, Mr. Oaks has got me working crazy hours.
Oh, please, you can handle that.
No, Gina, I don't think I can.
Pam, you just get yourself a husband like my Martin and you won't have to work either.
Did Martin put a spell on you? Leprechauns can do that, you know.
Whatever. Look what I got today. I got Martin some underwear. I got some towels for the kitchen. Oh, I got some snacks for my soap operas, girl. I can't wait to see all my youngins.
Wait a minute. No fair. You get to watch all my youngins?
Yeah, girl. Do you know that Tyrone left Jawaka Tima?
Who the hell is Jawaka Tima?
Donnie's little sister. Do you know the one that got kicked off a Soul Train for wearing too many clothes, girl?
Gina, wait. I never thought I would see the day where you be shopping all day, watching soap operas. What happened to you being a career woman?
Excuse me, but it's not like I'm giving up my career. I'm just taking a little break, having a good time. And besides, Weezy Jefferson never had to work.
Gina, that was TV. This is real life. Y'all got bills.
We got each other, and Martin has a job, and that's all that matters.
Oh, no, you're worse off than I thought.
Yeah. Look, I got to go. My favorite talk show is coming on, girl. Guess what the topic is? Jealous friends who have to work. See ya! French, yellow, green.
Gina, you paged me 911. What's up, baby?
I was bored. I wanted to say hello.
You paged me 911 to say hello, Gina? I thought it was an emergency.
It was an emergency, baby. I missed you. And that's not all. Look, I rearranged all your CDs in colors. Isn't it pretty?
Oh, no, baby. They was in alphabetical order, Gina. How am I supposed to find the spinners?
I was listening to that today. Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the rubber band.
Okay, Gina, I'm glad you know the song, baby. But you messed up my CDs. You ain't had nothing better to do?
Yes, I had something better to do. Come on, I'm gonna show you. Come on.
Gina,
come on, Martin.
No, Gina,
what?
All right?
I ain't sleeping in no pink and green room, baby.
Excuse me, those are my sorority colors.
Gina, have you been losing your mind ever since you stopped working? You going crazy. What? It's a muscle man, bro, man. What the hell you doing up in here, bro, man?
I was about to ask y'all the same question. Ain't y'all supposed to be at work?
Look, bro, man, you can't just come rolling up in here. Me and Gina, we're married now.
I've been respecting y'all's marriage. That's why I only come around when y'all ain't at home. Y'all got cable and I gots to get my BT on.
Well, right now, bro, man, you gots to go, because me and my wife, we're having a discussion.
All right, yeah. Oh, snap. That was my favorite BT commercial.
Ooh, you like that one too, bro, man? I just ordered that album today. I'm coming up.
Who in the hell left the gate on?
Bro, man, I don't know who the hell left the gate open, but you gotta get your big country ass up out of here, man. Let's roll, bro, man, roll.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah?
Could you tape all my youngins for a brother? Jawaka team about to drop that bag.
Let's see what we can do, bro, man. Gina,
huh?
Now you been home all day. Look at your hair. You ain't ran past no curling iron or nothing, baby.
Well, what? I got my man already. So, Martin, what did you do today?
Well, you know, same old, same old.
Come on, Martin, you always say that. Come on, tell me what you did exactly.
Gina, do you got to be all up in here? All up through here, baby.
Spending so much time together, baby. Now, come on, tell me what you did. Come on.
Gina, baby, okay, we had a meeting.
No. Start from the beginning. You got out the car.
Gina, what is wrong with you? Why are you all up in my business?
Baby, I thought this is what you wanted. Come on, I mean, I'm just giving you the attention that you need.
Damn that, Gina, I don't need that much attention, baby.
I thought you wanted me to be like Weezy and Florida Evans.
Well, at least Florida kept her afro tight, baby. Look, I gotta run, okay?
No. Oh, we gotta go, right? Where we go?
No, baby, we ain't running nowhere.
I wanna go.
Baby, I'll be back, baby.
Let's go, Martin. Tapa. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Oaks. How are you? Yeah. Oh, you want me to come back to work? Well, there's some things that I need. Firstly, I'm gonna need an assistant. Yeah, and no more weekends and no more overtime. Okay, that might work. All right, well, I'm gonna have to talk to my husband about this. Okay, yeah, gotta talk to him first. All right, bye. Yes!
You sure all this is for me?
Yes.
Look here, Sherman, we need to get a wrap, man.
Yo, Martin, what's up?
Look what we have here. It's a little trick-or-treater. What are you going as? A small businessman?
Well, look, the humans, we need to talk. So why don't you go back to your cave and nurse your young?
Mr. Oaks, let me know once small McCartney leaves.
Whatever. Just step.
Yeah, whatever.
All right,
why
girl, I'm
on
talking
my
to
job?
Him. Just step.
Must you harass
you don't understand.
Whatever.
Martin Payne, my brother, my road dog.
Yeah, well, whatever, man. I just came out here to talk to you.
Oh, I got something to tell you. Man, please let Gina come back to work for me. I mean, I thought I could get along without her, but I can't.
Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, you mean tell me you want me to beg Gina to come back to work?
I guess you could say that.
Oh, man, that's going to be kind of tough, man.
Well, what do you think it would take?
Shoot, I don't really know. Yeah. Maybe perhaps a bigger office?
Done.
Damn! that. Well, hold on. How about a personal assistant?
Done. Next.
Weekends off and no overtime.
Consider it done. Anything else?
Well, shoot, since it's like that, it's that easy, why don't you hook a brother up with a Rolex watch?
Mark, are you trying to take advantage of me?
Man, please. Hell yeah.
Baby, guess what?
No, Gina, you guess what? You're going back to work tomorrow. Got your job back for you, baby.
You got my job back for me?
That's right, baby. That's right. You got a bigger office. You don't work on weekends, no overtime, none of that.
How about an assistant, Martin?
Baby, I got all that. Your man got you all that.
Oh, and you did all this by yourself, Martin?
Most definitely. I'm Marty Marr. Baby, I got the gift of gab. Nobody does it better.
Well, you know, I really am kind of ready to go back to work, Martin. Besides, Juwaka Tima had her baby. It wasn't even Tyrone's.
Well, I guess it's all good then, huh?
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
You are the man, Martin.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Hey, I better go in the back, get my work clothes ready for work tomorrow, because I want to look good in the new office my husband got for.
All right. Get on back there where you know your husband got for you. Hey, I said nobody does it better, girl. Hello. Speak to Sherm. Yeah, look here, Sherm. Yeah, my wife, she still ain't happy, man. Yeah, she thinks her husband look good in a Lexus. Okay, well, maybe not a Lexus. How about a Hyundai? Sherm, don't give up. What about a skateboard? Oh, Gina, you ain't bring me nothing to eat. Let's try that. The octave. The octave. Hey. Oh, Gina, you ain't bring me nothing to eat. Oh, baby, you ain't bring me nothing to eat. Hey, I'm trying different emotions how to say that line. Oh, come on now, baby. You didn't bring me nothing to eat.
Oh, baby, I know it's...